Suppose I came into your house and it was awfully cold outside and I left the door standing wide open, you'd tell me to go back and do what?
I'd probably go and shut it for you.
Suppose I was a member of your family, though, you'd say, go...
Then I'd say, go and close the door.
You wouldn't say, shut the door. Close the door.
Close the door. Might maybe say, shut the door, but that's not coming.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these boards on the outside of a frame house? Speak of clapboards or weatherboard?
You got me there. I've never spoken of anything that I know of.
You know what I mean? All around the frame house is
Yeah. The
kind that covers the outside. You ever hear me speak about weatherboarding or clapboards?
Not that I recall of. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the top part of the house that keeps the rain off?
The roof.
And how about the things at the edge of it that catch the water when it runs off?
The eaves trough.
How about a little building out behind the house that you keep tools or wood in? What would you call that?
We never had that either at home or by myself. We never had it. I suppose they used to call it a shop.
You ever speak of a wood shed or a tool shed?
Our wood shed was just a wood shed.
Uh-huh. And how about another little building behind your house that you used before you had bathrooms in the house? What did you call that usually?
Call that the back house.
And the large building in the farm was the...
In the barn?
Yeah. How about the upper part of that? What did you call the upper part of the barn?
Well, either the hayloft or thrashing floor.
Uh-huh. How about the building that you stored your corn in?
The corn crib.
And the place where you kept other grains, like wheat or oats?
Granary. That was in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
To my recollection of both places.
How about if you had too much hay and wind the hayloft, you might put it outside on what?
On a stack.
What shape?
Some people did. We never did.
What shape are those stacks usually?
Well, some make them round and some make them oblong.
Mm-hmm. How about before you, we had the rakes that made windrows out in the field. We used to put hay up on these bunches and you throw them right up onto the wagon. What did you call those? Piles.
Well, they'd rake, what do you mean, after they rake them together, then they go bunching?
You call those bunches, or
Yeah. What?
You ever call them cocks or doodles?
No.
Bunches?
They were bunched, and then they'd come along and jab the fork in that and throw it up on the wagon.
Uh-huh.
Or in windrows, then after they had hayloaders, then Yeah. The hayloader would get them.
And the place where you kept your cows, you called what?
The cow stable.
That was the downstairs part of the barn?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How about hogs, the building for them?
And a regular hog pen, both places.
And how about the fenced-in place out in front of the barn?
The what?
The fenced-in place out in front of the barn.
Barnyard.
And a farmer that raised mainly cows and shipped milk, you'd say he's what kind of a farmer?
Dairy farmer.
What'd you call this kind of a field where the farmer let the cows eat the grass all year? Yeah.
Pasture land.
Speaking about these things that go around fields, what's the oldest kind of things you remember? You know what I mean? The oldest kind of fence?
You mean the fence?
Yeah.
Rail fences.
Any special kinds of rail fences you remember? Any special names for them?
Oh.
Anything you called stake and rider or worm?
That was about the second. The first were the